Yasmina Riza's comedy, God of Carnage, looks at the primitive impulses that lurk just below the surface of even the most civilized human beings, upper middle-class New Yorkers. In Tennessee Williams' Night of the Iguana, the main characters, defrocked priests, lusty widows, sentimental hustlers, are all too aware of humanity's most primitive impulses and would give anything to shove them down below the surface and keep them there. In both plays, each running at different theaters in Marin County this month, the answer seems to be roughly the same. Forget about it. We're animals. We're never going to change. Deal with it. Each play gets to that point in a different way, one more convincingly than the other. In Williams' Night of the Iguana, running through June 17th at the Ross Valley Players, a defrocked Episcopal priest has more than his share of inner demons. Played with ferocious energy and a palpable sense of self-loathing by Eric Burke, the troubled Reverend Shannon may be winning his battle against the bottle, but he's losing all of his others. Seeking refuge at a seedy oceanside hotel run by the recently widowed wife of an old friend, Shannon is battling a severe jungle fever and a fast-approaching nervous breakdown. In the midst of it all, he finds himself pitted against the baffling calm of Hannah, a visiting artist who is, true to form, not quite the saint she appears to be. Played with otherworldly charm by Anne Lowry, Hannah plays the good angel to Cat Bish's earthly innkeeper, Maxine, who knows Shannon better than he knows himself. Caught between his desire for redemption and his even stronger instinct to destroy himself, Shannon finds himself plunged into a long night of the soul, wrestling with the raging storms in his conscience, just as a tropical storm with thunder, lightning, and some impressively windblown scenery descends on the hotel. Directed by Chris Castle, the actors keep the drama as raw, jagged, and intense as possible, perhaps a little too intense. Staged at a breakneck pace, the production would have been better served by slowing itself down from time to time, allowing the characters and the audience a chance to take a breath, to feel a little of what the characters are feeling beneath their surfaces. As it is, with one line crashing full on into the next, there is a sameness to the pace that begins to blunt the edges of the dialogue. If only the language were so rich in Yasmina Riza's God of Carnage. Now running at Mill Valley's Marin Theater Company, Riza's jumpily plotted tale certainly shows plenty of potential for farcical exploration of the human condition. Two couples meet to discuss the disturbing playground fight between their two 11-year-old sons, and immediately they descend into worse and worse behavior as the night goes on. Director Ryan Rollette, one of the Bay Area's boldest and best directors, takes a daring risk in avoiding the slapsticky antics of some productions of this play, presumably in the hopes that by downplaying the farce, he will expose the caustic shreds of Riza's sharp social commentary. Unfortunately, all he ends up exposing is the weakness in Riza's too obvious script. To his credit, Rollette keeps things clipping along. The play runs just under 90 minutes with no intermission, and yet its all-around unpleasantness makes it feel much longer. By suppressing what few opportunities for laughs there are in the play, Rollette leaves his actors and the audience with little to do but wait for the long, ugly evening to end. God of Carnage runs Tuesday through Sunday through June 24th at Marin Theater Company. Visit marintheater.org for details. Night of the Iguana runs weekends through June 17th at the Ross Valley Players. RossValleyPlayers.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.